I saw Wendy's teamed up with Cheez-Its for Baconator flavored Cheez-Its. You know, those, it tastes like the burger from what I hear. That you can eat the Cheez-Its and they taste just like the Baconator.
I guess it's been rumored for a while and finally it's coming out.
Yeah, people really wanted it and then finally they got it. That's right. Average American.
You ever toss a Cheez-It, standard Cheez-It on a burger?
No. No. Have you done it? No,
I'm just saying. No. I don't like a Cheez-It.
It could
but
be.
You do.
You call it a Cheez-It burger. Instead of cheese, you put Cheez-Its
on it. We've said many times, sometimes you add potato chips
to
a burger for crunch.
That's right.
A bit of salty flavor.
What if you did,
why not?
Call it the Wendy's Cheez-It burger.
Anybody in your family still eat meat?
Your
daughter's a vegan.
My daughter's completely vegan, except
for
red meat, bacon, pork, chicken nuggets for sure,
steak,
ham. She will not eat fish. Do not ask her.
What about shrimp?
No, she refuses. She draws a line.
Popcorn shrimp?
She draws the line. She won't do it. No. She'll eat only bacon, steak, cheeseburger, ham.
That must be tough
turkey.
To prepare for.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, she's difficult. You know, she's one of these really picky.
So I mean, once you adjust, I guess you learn.
I guess. I mean, if I could get her to possibly have a cheeseburger.
Would she try a Cheez-It burger?
No, I think she'd be a lot more. She doesn't like when things are... You know, like odd, or she wouldn't try this ice cream. Probably.
And Cheez-It, frankly, they're just throwing it around now. There was a Cheez-It pizza crust. There was a Cheez-It.
Oh, really?
Taco Bell deal. Yeah, I mean, they're just letting their name be tossed around. They're just whoring it out.
There was a time when Cheez-It was
Cheez-It was respectable. It was a respectable snack. All right, you had great flavors, and now they're just like, stuff us in anything.
Yeah. But there was a time it was just Cheez-It. That was it.
That was it.
You didn't even get it.
Now, I know this time it's a flavor coming out as a Cheez-It.
Yeah.
But still, to me, they're just whoring it around.
Well, they'll whore it out to Wendy's and put it on a burger.
Yeah.
I mean, if Chris Tim's idea is probably
good. There'll be Cheez-It bun soon.
Yeah.
A Cheez-It bun.
Oh, wow. Wouldn't that be something? A large.
Yeah. Well, they tried the Cheez-It pizza crust. It was terrible. I mean, and so was the Taco Bell
Cheez-It.
I think they put it in a Crunchwrap.
But the Dorito Taco Bell, which
that's
makes
great,
way
yeah.
more sense. You know, that was that nacho cheese flavored.
Absolutely.
Shell. That's really good. Yeah. Well, anyway, they've teamed up with Wendy's. Now, I saw this goes along the same line. New Goldfish cracker combo can taste like a chicken sandwich. They're doing that as well.
Same thing. You go to Goldfish now, they're just horning it out. I mean, there's every... Goldfish used to be a respectable snack, all right?
Are you suggesting, Biggie, that we need to change the name of that aisle at the grocery store? Because the Cheez-Its are probably near the Goldfish.
They're right beside. Yeah. Right beside.
Well, Goldfish used to be cheddar. That was classic.
That was it.
They dipped into pizza, which was actually pretty good.
Yep.
But now they have sweet Goldfish. They're just any flavor you can think of.
Whore snacks.
Yeah.
That should be the aisle.
Yeah.
Whore snacks. This way.
Oreo, same thing. I think they should be considered a whore snack.
They did whore out.
Yeah.
They've whored everything. I mean, it used to be, it was just Oreos.
Yeah.
Then they went double stuff.
But Oreo doesn't, I mean, they have temporary things.
Yes. I think this.
But they almost always stick with the classic.
I don't know. Now, I'll take a look. We're vacationing soon, and I allow myself some double stuffed Oreos on vacation.
All right.
Of course, we're going to pick up. We're not going to go into the store. But if I'm in a store. Because I'll bet I know they have the blonde, you know, where it's
correct.
Vanilla.
Oh, yeah. Correct.
And I think they have like the birthday cake.
Well, now very big is Oreo has their own line of like ice cream items. And I'm not talking about the flavor cookies and cream. I'm talking about Oreo brand.
Oh, really? Oreo brand.
Yeah.
Strawberry chocolate ice cream?
Like ice cream, sandwiches where the Oreos are. Ice cream cones that are dipped in Oreo. Now this is the real Oreo brand.
But as far as the cookie, if I go into the down the whore aisle. As you call it. If I go over to Oreo, the Oreo aisle, how many flavors of cookies am I going to see Oreo?
I would bet 12 to 15.
I think he's right. I think so.
Next time we're down the aisle, maybe you too.
Well, and now remember, people have fallen for the thin Oreos.
Yeah.
Now Oreo, and people will be like, which I think is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I don't want his Mitch Cream.
Yeah, but it's you're tricking your mind. It's fat logic.
Yeah.
We've talked about that
before. Right. You probably
I've always been more of a fan of the cookie. Okay.
It's like a snack well.
I ate so many snack wells in the 90s. I can't even tell you. I was like,
that was the triumph of marketing.
Yeah.
Snack well.
And the green packaging.
The name was great. packaging, snack, the marketing was fantastic.
Oh my God.
Didn't they find out they were using real sugar in those or something?
They're horrible for you. It's worse. And I ate them like that. And I said, these are great for you. And
are they still on the shelves?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't.
I think they are.
You do think so. I don't know. I haven't seen them in a while. But then again, I don't go down that aisle.
Yeah. No. I think the first whore snack was probably the Fig Newton. Because they were quick to...
Look, we made it. We boxed ourselves in with a fig, all right?
Yeah. But they were quick to have strawberry, blueberry.
Strawberry, they did.
Pop-Tart used to be respectable. They'll whore it out now, too.
But if you call it the whore aisle, do you think that could cause confusion in actual ladies of the night?
True. Is it legal here? On aisle five? It's like Nevada. It's sort of legal.
Yeah, well, you get a bunch of prostitutes on the aisle. No, we're talking
about... Hey, babe, you looking for a snack?
No. No. We're talking about...
I'm just here for the Oreo thins.
The Oreos here. Because Oreo, what's the first thing it is probably double stuffed and then mega stuffed.
That's how I remember it.
Yeah, now they have like super mega stuffed.
Super mega stuffed.
Mm-hmm. It really is like, it's almost like porn. You graduate up and up.
Yeah.
You start out, you know, solo. Yeah. Then you add a partner. Then you add another.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're gangbanging.
Big time.
That's the super double.
Gangbang aisle.
Super double stuff Oreo.
That's a size queen right there.
Yeah.
You just hit on something. Now, that's a hot dog.
It's not even Titillation Tuesday.
It's not. This is hot cakes and hot takes, and Biggie just did it. You just dropped that. Mm-hmm. They're whoring themselves. How is there enough shelf space on these aisles? There's so
great
much.
Question.
Yeah. It is so much.
I'll tell you, and this has been said online, it's true, the cranberry will sleep with anybody.
Yeah,
cranapple. Ocean Spray, cranapple, cran mango, cran pineapple, cran tropical, cran apple, right. I mean, you name it.
You're right. Is that Brian Regan that first did that, discovered that?
Bunch of cran. He may have been the first comedian to do that.
Wheat Thins, they have a few flavors, but they kept it pretty respectable.
I like
so,
that. Fire so I like a fire roasted tomato.
Triscuits, yes.
I like a cracked black pepper.
Hua.
I like there's a garlic.
Strumpet.
Their flavors are a little more upscale.
They're all tarts.
I agree.
I would say they're the escorts of the snack world.
Agree.
Okay,
oh, please.
You don't call them.
Listen at y'all.
You don't call them ladies of the night. You say, "Oh, I'm getting an escort for the evening."
Oh, I agree. I agree with you on that.